Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service News, Spring 2020, Volume 11, Number 2. Please read newsletters as soon as you receive them. When you are finished reading your newsletter, return it to the library so the next person may receive it. TBS staff continued to help patrons during pandemic. Not even the novel coronavirus, COVID-19 pandemic could stop the Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS. Staff helped patrons from home during Governor Little's stay-at-home order, and some staff members also worked in the office on certain days to ensure that TBS patrons got their books during the crisis. Adding to the regular process of checking the book cartridges in and out were extra cleaning and quarantining procedures to ensure the cartridges were germ-free before being sent back out to another patron. Some examples of accomplishments during the time of the stay-at-home order. A milestone was achieved. More than 1,000 TBS patrons were moved over to the new Scribe system. More about Scribe on page 3 and 4 of this newsletter. In just 2 days, staff checked out more than 7,000 books. That's a new Idaho TBS record. From all of us at the Idaho Talking Book Service and the Idaho Commission for Libraries to our TBS patrons and their families and caregivers, thank you for your patience as we figured out how to serve you during these unprecedented times. A grateful TBS patron said, "I wanted to tell you all thank you with all of my heart for all of the work you have had to do since the virus outbreak. It must be a lot of stress, and I think so highly of all of you for still helping us even during this time." New TBS Supervisor. The new Program Supervisor for the Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS, is Leanne Gelski. In this role, Leanne oversees the TBS program and manages its staff. She will conduct outreach and develop or enhance relationships with organizations whose mission align with those of the Idaho TBS. Leanne will work with Idaho libraries to extend services to those Idahoans unable to read standard print. Prior to joining the Idaho Commission for Libraries, ICFL, Leanne was the director of the Haley Public Library for 10 years and was the assistant director before that. Leanne joined Haley Public in 2001 as a part-time employee and was soon promoted to the position of Youth Programs Librarian. During her 20-year library career, Leanne has gained a considerable amount of practical knowledge and developed a pragmatic approach to problem-solving. State Librarian Stephanie Bailey White said, "With her wealth of knowledge and passion for supporting the underserved, Leanne is a tremendous asset to the TBS program and the ICFL." In March, Sue Walker retired from her position as the TBS program supervisor after 21 years with the ICFL, which was still the Idaho State Library when she started. Scribe Cartridges, Becoming the New Normal, by TBS Customer Service Representative Rachel Welker. In early 2020, we at the Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS, were in the beginning stages of a new program called Scribe, which we were planning to roll out by this summer. Scribe is a high-capacity cartridge that can hold multiple titles on one Scribe cartridge. Each cartridge is made specifically for the patron, based on their preferences and/or requests. Benefits of Scribe include having more titles readily available, since they are downloaded rather than being a physical cartridge pulled from our shelves. Being able to adjust the number of titles per Scribe cartridge and the much longer checkout time of 6 months rather than 4 weeks for the traditional cartridge. In January and early February, the TBS staff were testing the Scribe cartridges on ourselves and a control group of high circulation patrons. The program was going smoothly. For those patrons who called in to request more books, we were slowly changing them over to the Scribe cartridge. Our staff was still getting used to the new format and learning what adjustments to make to provide even better service. We didn't feel the need to rush through this initial phase. But then the novel coronavirus COVID-19 news started getting more and more intense. Our forward-thinking leadership team was planning and preparing us for a possible change in service if the time came that our staff needed to work from home. On March 25th, Governor Little issued the stay-at-home order, and our everyday lives changed drastically. Our staff went home with laptops, and within a day, a plan was in place to continue service to our patrons. We still had access to our patrons' accounts and could pick books or even sign new folks up for the service. But what we could do to benefit our patrons the most was change as many, if not all, of our patrons over to the Scribe system, which would allow the TBS service to continue in the most uninterrupted way possible. 2.5 days a week, our hardworking and dedicated circulation team went into the TBS library to get books out. As the customer service reps worked from home, we were changing all of our patrons to Scribe one by one. We looked at each account and made decisions based on each individual patron and their preferences. It was slow going, but we continued to get it done. We also answered messages, updated book collection information, and completed as much of our normal work as possible. But every spare minute was spent getting books out to our patrons who needed them. So, if you have gotten a new kind of book cartridge with no title, and you aren't sure what it is, call us. We are delighted to answer any questions you have about Scribe or anything TBS related. Also, if you are trying the Scribe cartridge, please reach out to us and let us know what you think. Scribe may be the new normal, but we think you are going to be pleasantly surprised by how much you'll like it. Talking Book Service, 10 Squared Club. Our centenarians joining the 10 Squared Club are Elaine Cotter, who has read 373 books since joining the TBS program in 2014. Maxine Jensen, who has read 441 books since joining the TBS program in 2012. Mildred Northrup, who has read 4,011 books since joining the TBS program in 2004. Eleanor Service, who has read 86 books since joining the TBS program in 2015. Idaho Talking Books Order Form. To order any of the books from this newsletter, write your name and address on the enclosed addressed TBS order form and mark on the lines next to the titles you want. Postage is not required. These titles are also available for download from Bard. To register for Bard, call the Talking Book Service at 1-800-458-3271 or visit nlsbard.loc.gov. Stories of Hope. The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World. Authors Dalai Lama, Desmond Tutu, and Douglas Abrams. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Francis Chow, Peter Francis James, and Douglas Abrams. On the occasion of his 18th birthday, the Dalai Lama hosted his friend Desmond Tutu, Archbishop Emeritus of South Africa, for a discussion on joy. Their 5-day conversation is recounted by the moderator, Douglas Carlton Abrams. Subjects touched on include obstacles to joy and cultivating well-being. Commercial audiobook. 2016. 10 hours, 15 minutes. DB085769. Not Without Hope. Author Nick Schuller. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Eric Sandvold. Recounts a February 2009 boating accident in the Gulf of Mexico that killed NFL players Marquis Cooper and Corey Smith and former university football player Will Bleakley. Sole survivor Schuller describes the ordeal he and his friends faced when their boat capsized shortly before a storm. Some Strong Language. 2010. 8 hours, 28 minutes. DB071249. 11 Seconds, A Story of Tragedy, Courage, and Triumph. Authors Travis Roy and E.M. Swift. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Eric Sandvold. Hockey player Travis Roy was paralyzed and left a quadriplegic almost immediately after taking to the ice in his first collegiate game at Boston University in 1995. He describes his rehabilitation, supportive family, and eventual return to school in a wheelchair. 1998, 8 hours, 16 minutes. DB055075. Miracle at Augusta. Authors James Patterson and Peter DeJonge. Adult Fiction. Read by Henry Leva. A year ago, Travis McKinley shocked the world by winning the PGA Senior Open at Pebble Beach. But he still feels that he's an imposter who doesn't deserve his success. Then he meets a teenage outcast with troubles of his own and a natural golf swing. Unrated commercial audiobook. 2015. 4 hours 26 minutes. DB 081453. The Inheritance of Loss. Author Karan Desai. Adult fiction read by Yolanda Bevan. Himalayas, 1986. Retired judge Jemubai Patel lives with his cook and 16-year-old granddaughter Sai. An Indian-Nepal insurgency makes Jemubai confront his past and interrupt Sai's romance with her Nepal tutor. Meanwhile, the cook worries about his son in America. Strong language, some explicit descriptions of sex, and some violence. Booker Prize winner. 2006, 13 hours, 23 minutes. DB064261. A Paradise Built in Hell, The Extraordinary Communities That Arise in Disaster. Author Rebecca Solnit. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Kristen Allison. Sociological study of the aftermath of major disasters that concentrates on the 1906 San Francisco and 1985 Mexico City earthquakes, 1917 Halifax munitions blast, 2005 Hurricane Katrina, and 9/11 terrorist attacks. 2009, 13 hours, 10 minutes. DB070548. The Beach House. Author Jane Green. Adult fiction, read by Martha Harmon Party. When 65-year-old eccentric widow Nan Powell learns that she may lose her beloved 9-acre Nantucket home, she turns it into a summer boarding house. Her first guests include a gay married man, a single mom, and Nan's own unhappy son. Some Strong Language, bestseller. 2008, 10 hours, 30 minutes. DB067236. Leota's Garden. Author Francine Rivers. Adult fiction. Read by Colleen Delaney. At 84, Leota can no longer tend her once beautiful backyard, and her born-again granddaughter, who is rebelling against her domineering mother, needs guidance. Then a college boy volunteers to help restore Leota's garden. Together, the three come to find peace and solace amid the blossoms. 1999, 17 hours, 50 minutes. DB050338. Higher is Waiting. Author Tyler Perry. Adult nonfiction. Read by Dominic Hoffman. A writer-director shares spiritual lessons he has learned throughout his career as an entertainer. He discusses growing up in New Orleans, recounts stories of family and friends who found grace in hardships, and explains the ways he learned to hear God's guidance. Unrated commercial audiobook. 2017. 4 hours, 41 minutes. DB089652. Newsletter. Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News on cartridge. Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News in Braille. For a podcast, PDF, or to subscribe to the newsletter via email, visit libraries.idaho.gov/TBS. To download this newsletter via the online catalog search, Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News. Spring Romance Books. If you want a little romance with your spring reading, here are some great choices. Request any of these books. By the Book, author Julia Sonborn. Adult fiction, read by Laura Godfrey Dunlop. A 21st Century Retelling of Jane Austen's Persuasion, DB51057. Set in academia, Anne Corey is a professor of English at Fairfax College. Her ex-fiancé, Adam Martinez, has just become president of the school. Being around Adam again, Anne wonders why she ever let him get away. Some Strong Language, 2018, 10 hours, 11 minutes, DB091208. Window on the Bay, author Debbie McComber. Adult fiction, read by Carissa Vacker, Aaron Bennett, and Tavia Gilbert. Now that her children are grown, Jenna's life is at a crossroads. She and her friend Maureen decide to finally take a trip to Paris. But then Jenna's elderly mother breaks her hip. The good news is that Jenna is smitten with her mother's surgeon, Rowan. Unrated Commercial Audiobook Bestseller, 2019, 9 hours, 48 minutes, DB095908. Second Time Around, author Katie Ford. Adult Fiction, read by Martha Harmon Party. Market gardener Perdita Dillon is horrified when she discovers that her ex-husband, Lucas Gillespie, has become the chef at a local hotel. Until now, living with her elderly godmother in the English countryside has been ideal, or so she thought. Some descriptions of sex and some strong language. 2000, 10 hours, 43 minutes. DB053910. Bookish Life of Nina Hill. Author, Abby Waxman. Adult Fiction. Read by Emily Rankin. The father, whom shy bookstore clerk Nina Hill never knew, has died, leaving behind a crowd of relatives who want to meet her. Between new family and the handsome trivia rival who seems into her, Nina is being forced out of her comfortable shell. Some Descriptions of Sex, Commercial Audiobook, 2019. 9 hours, 5 minutes. DB095745. For assistance or to comment about the Idaho Talking Books service, please call 1-800-458-3271, weekdays from 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. Mountain Time. New member of the TBS Advisory Committee. Marina Rose works at the Caldwell Public Library and is a new member of the Idaho Talking Book Service TBS Advisory Committee. While overseeing the library's homebound program, Marina interacted with caregivers and homebound patrons and helped with their needs. She gained great insight as to the various ways in which the elderly and disabled want to and do consume information. Marina said, "This is a population that is close to my heart, and TBS provides an invaluable service to our aging population. I want to be a part of that service." Marina began working at the Caldwell Public Library as a page when she was a sophomore in high school. Marina continued working at the library through high school and then while pursuing her undergraduate degree. During that time, she moved from being a page to working in the circulation and then in the adult services department. After Marina earned her bachelor's degree, she pursued a Master of Library and Information Science degree, briefly leaving the library work to focus on her education. In 2016, Marina returned to Caldwell Public as the Adult Services Librarian, which is her current role. Marina completed her master's in 2018. When asked about her favorite parts of her job, Marina said, "I never thought I would say this, but I love working with people. As a reference and programming librarian in a mid-sized library, I have the unique opportunity to interact with a variety of people every single day. Dull moments are rare, and I look forward to chatting with regulars and new patrons alike. But perhaps my favorite thing is the opportunity to teach people something new. It warms my heart to see people come into the library and use the skills I taught them to access the computer and other library resources." An array of critters reside with Marina and her husband and son, including a dog, cats, snakes, lizards, frogs, and tarantulas. Marina enjoys going on long walks with her husband and dog, attempting to make a dent in her to-be-read list, and learning new crafts. Marina and her son recently began volunteering at their local animal rescue, where they love playing with the animals and seeing them find new homes. Recent donations to the Idaho Talking Book Service through April 2020. General donations: Naomi Bliss, Letta Carlson, Nancy Nichols and Robin Diedrichson, Teresa Gross, Christine Haggerty, Doris and Charles Kinn, Margaret Mortensen, Rita Wood. Memorial donations: Bird Derrick in memory of Louisa Norton, Kristen Fogger in memory of Anadin Goldman, Roxy Fogger in memory of Anadin Goldman, Kenneth and Elizabeth Fallon in memory of Kenneth P. Fallon Sr., Maureen Wallace in memory of Anadin Goldman. Donations are fully tax deductible, as allowed by law. Make checks payable to the Idaho Commission for Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Credit card donations may be made online from the Idaho Commission for Libraries website, libraries.com. libraries.idaho.gov/donations, or from the homepage, click on the Support Your Library button. Our sincere thanks to all who give so generously. 2020 Census. It's not too late to complete the 2020 Census. The Census questionnaire can be completed in just a few minutes online, by phone or by mail. Beginning in late May through mid-August, census takers will interview those families who have not responded to the 2020 census to help make sure everyone is counted. Census results play a big part in determining how the federal government, states, and localities allocate hundreds of billions of dollars each year. For more, visit www.2020census.gov. Customer Service Representatives, CSRs, are available to assist TBS patrons Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. Mountain Time, except State of Idaho holidays and 2 staff training days per year. You can reach us at 208-334-2150 or 800-458-3271. End of Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service News, Spring 2020, Volume 11, Number 2. Recorded in the studios of the Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service, May 2020. Read by Colleen Clark. This project is made possible in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Please return this newsletter cartridge to the library, so the next person may receive it. Thank you.